This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Governor Mike DeWine signed Ohio's heartbeat abortion ban, but not before an overtly eugenic attack on African-American children. While coming through committee, Jeanine Boyd introduced a House amendment to allow abortions specifically for race, specifically when moms are African-American. Not making this up. Visit lifenews.com. South Korea's high court is uniting the South with North Korea when it comes to abortion. The North and six other nations, including the U.S., were the only to allow abortion up to birth. Now that number is expanding to South Korea as number 8. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. When we grow, we learn how and when to call 911. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, a mother in Peoria, Illinois, is suing Unity Point Methodist Hospital, alleging a reckless fetal injection and then coercion to put her child through abortion to death. Attorneys say doctors put financial interests above patients. A new California bill would put Planned Parenthood's phone number on every student's school ID. And New York's Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood Clinic, the one named after the abortion giant's founder, is developing a track record. A recent dramatic increase in botched abortions has hospitalized 5 women in 7 weeks. The clinic is in part responsible for ensuring that in New York City, fewer black babies are born than aborted. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.